Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Guys, the long-awaited, we are very aware that this happened a very long time ago, and you guys have all been asking for the full story. And it is time that we bring my stunning, amazing, sexy, hot Boosh on the podcast. James Middleton.
Welcome, Boosh.
I can't wait to take your last name, baby.
Yeah.
I am so pumped to be Mrs. Shannon Middleton, and we're going to tell the story about our engagement because, like I said, it was a while ago that it happened, but, you know, we went on season break and a lot has happened, and it's finally time to give you guys the lowdown of what happened, when, where, how. You guys had a lot of questions. There were a lot of good questions, too. So let's get to it. First of all, are you just like so jazzed that I'm gonna be your wife?
Of course.
Yeah. Do you like my, also I decided to dress very bridal. This shirt has absolutely little to zero mobility. I've never worn it out. I've only.
Generally bridal sort of things don't really have much mobility, do they?
Great point. Mm. And we very should stand in solidarity with all brides who have to face the uncomfortability to their outfits.
You poor things.
I agree. And they're so expensive and you can't hardly move in them.
Covered in diamonds and tight dresses.
Oh God. Yeah, honestly, zoom in. Ding. We'll put a little sound effect. Ding. Yeah, love the ring. We'll get to that. We'll get to all this stuff.
We'll get to that. I can't believe you jumped in the water with that thing on straight away, but
I know
we can come on to that.
Neither could your mother. Marcia was like, you jumped in the water. Okay, so I figured we could start off nice and easy and we could just begin with your story of how the day unfolded, and then I can give my same, you know, my version of the story.
Absolutely. So I think generally speaking, as a bloke, the engagement days they're stressful.
And okay.
Everything, you've got so much going on in your head that has to go right. Everything has to fit like clockwork. If something goes wrong, then it can almost infiltrate into the rest of it and it can be a car crash. And given that
the trauma,
I wanted to start it off dramatic because that's generally what I thought when I first woke up in the morning of the day off, other than pure excitement. But I was nervous all day, couldn't really work. Well, that's what I was thinking about. I kept checking the ring was in the cupboard still in case that had suddenly gone missing.
Oh yeah, that was a question where you hid the ring. We'll get to that. But
the thing is when I decided to do it on the boat, obviously there's variables very much outside of my control, which kind of made it quite funny and exciting. But we were there, we left at about 2 p.m. I think, right, in the afternoon.
I don't remember, but it's funny too, because now that you're saying it this way, I'm like, the boat's kind of like my territory. So the fact that you had to like
figure out
and plan a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, I'm no sailor. So very much just trying to make sure that everything just could go smoothly with you doing your bits. So yeah, we left it like in the afternoon. You got dressed. So we did a boat ride the week before because we wanted to, we both said to each other, you've got this amazing boat, this amazing lake, the weather's still great. We need to go out on it more. We're not using it enough. So the week before, in my mind, I was like, this is perfect because we can do a little trial run. I can sort of get familiar with a few hot spots in the lake. We obviously had a massive argument about directions.
We did. But also, what to your point that like, we really had been saying, because one thing about me is I will be so happy to buy a big thing, big ticket item, and then I will be like so mad at myself for not using it. And it's been really hard living in Franklin because we are now 35 minutes away from the lake. So like before we were literally 15 minutes away from the marina. It's such a hop and a skip and a quick thing to go do. And I know I grew up really blessed and fortunate. My parents' boat is like in their backyard, you know, like I've never been in a situation where we have to go to marinas to get on boats. And so I don't know, I feel like I was feeling like really guilty as a boat owner. Also, it's not cheap to keep my boat at this nice marina in Nashville. So like every time I would charge my credit card, I want to say it's like $400 a month to keep your boat here. And by the way, you can't only put it there during the summer because you're on a waiting list for 2 years to even get your boat there. So you have to keep it there in the winter months when you're not even using it. So about 2 years ago when I had the boat, I decided that I would start doing fall boat rides. And I'm so extra. I like went and bought like bedding, pillows, blankets. And you guys have seen it even before I met you. We would take, which is fun. Like the boat really is still so fun in the fall months. So
yeah. And for me, coming from England, you know, the lake water is still like bath water, even though all of you are like, oh my God, it's
it
so
is
cold.
Not
it is,
lake
it is it's
not
so pleasant. And yeah, so that was good because we had a trial run and
Sorry, I know I'm interrupting again. I keep doing that. Welcome to the rest of your life. But the point is that you wanted to go on the boat twice in a 2 week span. And it was kind of like, I don't want to use the word annoying because I was definitely the one that was like, we need to use the boat more. But like, I was like, oh my God, like we have to drive 30 minutes again to the boat. Like,
yeah, but how, I mean, oh
but
God,
I was like, you're
drive 30
no,
minutes.
No, but
yeah.
You're right. I was definitely, I'm shocked that I wasn't more like pushy about it. Like, no, I don't really want to go again. We just went last week, but I was like, oh, James is really listening to me. I told him we should use the boat more and now he's using the boat more.
And in my head, I was like, this is working well so far. Yeah. So we did that. And then the following week suggested a day and a time. Oh yeah, let's take the boat out. And also remember, we were kind of celebrating, I guess, a few things.
True.
So I treated it as less of a casual boat ride like the one we did before. This one was more of like a celebration of,
well, we had doing
all of the paperwork and
we had just finally, I mean, it takes a very, very, very long time to submit everything to immigration. And we had finally submitted like a bunch, like a massive like load to the lawyers for immigration stuff. And I think, yeah, you were like, we should celebrate. And it wasn't really like a big deal.
Yeah,
you just said,
but
like,
I wanted it to make it special. And that was good because that masked the genuine specialness of what it was to be.
Well, you had phrased it as a celebration, but you didn't say like, we're going on the boat, we're gonna celebrate.
No.
But doesn't take much for me to want to celebrate anyways.
But
I was like, he's gonna drink during the week.
I was being clever about it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. And we were getting ready, and then I remember putting on a fairly nice shirt and some trousers because, you know, it's a special occasion celebrating. And then I walk into the bathroom and Shannon is wearing these like dingy denim awful shorts. And
I cannot wait. No, please. Please.
And
finish.
T-shirt and some flip flops. And I was like, and in my head, I was like, oh God, like, how am I going to say something to her without A, offending her, and B, making it obvious, but she's going to be pissed if she gets engaged wearing that. And it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't your best outfit.
Babe, I need everyone to know, I'm going to take a picture. I think I do have the picture of the text that I sent Taylor. I'm going to take a picture and show on this. If you're watching this podcast, I would have loved to get engaged in the outfit I was wearing. Why? Like, I
being a bloke, thought you wouldn't. I thought you'd be mad.
This is how men,
same with the nails, same with everything.
This is how guys mess it up. I like feel like guys overthink what girls want. And I'm just like, I would have been fine. Anyways, let me explain it to you guys. We go on the boat often and I have like my go-to, like I'm a boat girly. Actually, when you got dressed today, I was like, God, he is so not a boat guy. Like he is so overdressed.
I look like I was getting on a yacht in Saint-Tropez.
You did. But I was like, you know what? I didn't want to yuck his yum. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, and you did say you wanted to film a TikTok or something. I mean, we're content creators. So it wasn't like super weird that you did that.
I dropped that and like it in pretty early on. I said, oh, I also want to film this thing on the boat that I saw, you know, another couple doing, which I think would work really well. So that was kind of also like my excuse to get the camera out.
But you overthought everything because he's like,
Of course I overthought everything. I'm bloody about to propose to you.
But it's funny because later on you were like, you know how on the week before I propped the camera up to film us dancing so that you wouldn't be suspicious the next week? I was like, babe, we both create content for a living. I would have never been suspicious of that.
bad. But I'm just covering my back. I'm covering all bases here. You can't leave.
It was sweet. It was sweet.
Anything to chance.
But it's funny. Okay, so I'm getting ready. I put on what I always wear. It's really, to be fair, it's the same thing I wear every time I get on the boat. And it was the same thing I wore the week before. I'm pretty sure down to the exact same thing. And I put on shorts. I put on a white tank top. And I think they're really cute. A Golday loose fitting shorts. And James walks in and he goes, "Are you wearing that?" And I said, "To get on the boat? Yeah." And he's like, and of course, because I know you, I was like,
I never really, like, you always dress pretty well for the occasion. A few times I'll be like, "Oh, maybe change the top." But I was just like, no, she has to put on something.
And like, it is, and unlike
then,
you.
But then you came out in all white. I was like,
Well, okay, so you texted and I go, "Why don't you like this?" And I was like, "What does it matter?" And you were like, "Well, I want to film a TikTok." And I was like, "Oh, is it not, like, does this not work for the TikTok?" And you were like, he says, ladies and ladies listening, he says to me, it's a miracle I said yes to you later that day. He says to me, "I just think those shorts are quite unflattering."
Oh.
First of all, love the shorts.
Yes.
They're not unflattering.
But then if we're looking at the positives, unflattering, and I want you to look flattering.
Yeah, but
I would never want you to wear something that's unflattering.
I love those shorts.
They're just denim shorts. Get rid.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, I go, okay. And I was like, weird. And honestly, like you said, the week before when we got on the boat, we got in such a big fight that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to start this boat day off bad. I'm just going to go change. And I guess I thought he wants me to look nicer for the TikTok. And here's the part that I'm annoyed about, because I got a lot of people saying, "You were wearing white. Did you know?" I did not pick that outfit out for the proposal. No, I had just gotten it from Revolve and it was a cover up and I threw it on. I love white. I have a lot of white. It was nice. But as soon as I did get engaged, I remember looking down going, "Oh my God, everyone's going to think I knew." Like, I literally, and even the swimsuit was blue. No one brought that up, but I think it's even funnier so that my swimsuit was blue, like something blue. We mm-hmm, do that in America. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I was like, this is hilarious. But no, basically I text Taylor and I wrote, James, I need to find the text and screenshot it for this podcast. Cause I said, I text Taylor and said, "James is such a fucking dick. He just told me my shorts were unflattering." And she would have known why he was telling me that. I was like, I just changed. Like, why would he care what I'm wearing on the fucking boat? Do you know what Taylor wrote back? "Ugh, he's such a dick." She would have known why you told me to do it. And she's like, "Oh, he's such a dick." And I was like, "I know."
Anyway, so we got the outfit sorted. We had the cheese gal come over a few days before. So you were really keen to make a cheese board. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, this is going to be so
nice. I had people be like, also everyone's like, how did you know if you did this? And I'm like, you guys don't, there's no gotcha moment. Like, I'll finish letting you tell the story.
This is my story.
Suspicious.
You're just telling it.
Welcome to the rest of your life. The cheese board thing, Courtney had just come over, cheese girl, and we had just made one. Yeah. And I was like, I could do that. And then I was like, oh, I'll do one on a boat. Again, I'm so fucking extra anyways that, like, I mean, I have a whole set of bedding that I bring, like,
that
nice
was,
throw
was
pillows
as
and
well,
stuff.
Given the time of the day that we were going to be out. So we had all that.
But I'm glad we did. It made it look bougie.
We had, you know, a couple of drinks. Now, the drinks thing's funny.
Guys, I know you guys know that I have been on the go, 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 go. A lot going on with the new house, a lot going on in my life, a lot going on with live shows. And the last thing that I have time to do these days is cook, like really cook. But here's the thing, I'm also the kind of girl who doesn't have time to cook, but she insists that she eats amazingly delicious food that tastes homemade, all right? So I have been using Factor to get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to my door. And I mean legit in less than 2 minutes, they're heated up and ready to devour, and they are so delicious. Here's the thing, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They got keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie. And for bulk and season, baby, because you know that is very important to James, they have protein plus meals on the menu each week. And here's the thing, these meals are prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has the ingredients that you need to feel satisfied all day long, because you're actually eating good, clean, healthy food. And not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, it's restaurant quality. One of my favorite things about Factor's chef prepared meals is that they tell you a little bio about the chef that made it on the packaging. It's just so cool to me. It makes you feel like the chef just came to your house to make it. And they've also got great add-ons for snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, and a ton more. You can add protein to a vegan or veggie dish, really switch it up, whatever you want to do. The options are genuinely endless. And Factor is just making it so easy to eat in and eat clean for less. Also, they have some seriously good breakfast options too. So if you're rushing in the morning like me and you just need good food fast, and you guys already know that I hooked it up with a discount for you guys. So head to factormeals.com/probably50 and use code probably50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code probably50 at factormeals.com/probably50 to get 50% off your first box.
We had this bottle of Dom Perignon in our drinks cabinet, and this is crazy. This is where I think like the universe generally was just doing things for a reason. So I was like, right, it'll be really nice to have a bottle of Dom Perignon that's been sitting there for months and months to pop when it's all done and we can celebrate. So I didn't want to bring it with me initially, because then you would have been like, Dom Perignon, gee, babe, really, what are we celebrating? That's what was going through my head. So make it subtle. Like, if it was another brand, fine. So then I was like, right.
You don't have, twist my arm, babe. When you said we were going to go celebrate, submitting all the paperwork, I was like, twist my arm.
I didn't want to chance it. So I then organized for Taylor and Mike to come out and meet us, which they did. And so I said, look, can you guys bring the Dom Perignon? They're like, sure. Just, their fridge was broken in their house. So they said, put it downstairs in our basement fridge. On the day, I walk over, I make sure like Shannon's not like looking out the window, like trying to, you know, wave at Taylor from the opposite house. So I like scurry over to Taylor and Mike's house in the basement. And this is, you know, I've got a lot on my mind at this point. So all I see is just this big white thing in their basement. So I thought, perfect, there's the fridge. Open it up. And I thought, this is a kind of a weird fridge and it looks awfully cold in here, but I'm just going to pop the bottle
in there. Your brother makes me laugh so hard. When you told your brother's story, he goes, James, you didn't think, boy, this is a cold fridge.
Yeah, I did. I did. Going,
yeah, I thought, did think that.
I thought, wow, this is cold. This is nice. So I put it in there.
Do you not have deep freezes in
London? No, not really. Not really. No one really has like basements.
Spoiler alert, it was Taylor and Mike's deep freeze in their basement.
Yeah. So put that in there. Thought, lovely jubbly. That's going to be nice and cold. Taylor can pick it up. So
nice
then,
and cold.
So then we left. And I'm like, perfect. Everything's going to plan. We get in the car. We're on time as well, because I wanted to do it just as like the sun setting. So we had a little bit of a time pressure there.
Okay.
We then drive.
I don't like to drive the boat at night too. So that wouldn't have ticked me off, because my mom and dad growing up in the lake, they always said, and nothing good happens on the boat at night. Like, it's just really dangerous.
But then you remember this, we were in the car and you go, oh my God, we should have bought the Dom Perignon. And in my head, I'm thinking,
yes.
Fuck, she didn't go and look for it. Because imagine if you go into the drinks cabinet, Dom Perignon's gone. Where's the Dom Perignon?
I would have been like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I would have not let that go. I would have been like, no, where the fuck is it? Yeah, who would have touched it? Where is it?
I would have been like, I don't know, one of the painters.
It was like a fleeting thought, because I was like, I don't know, like I said, you don't have to twist my arm. I'll pop a nice bottle of champagne on a
Tuesday.
Good
to know the future.
It's so funny all the things to talk about. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have not let that go. I would have been like, no, where the fuck is it?
yeah. And I just thought, thank God. So we get there, all is good, get on the boat. We got to fill up for fuel. And I remember I brought the camcorder, because we recently got that from one of our friends, videographer guy. And
I'm so glad you had
that. Yeah, because I thought that'd be cool.
Justin Clough, he's Dat Boy Video on Instagram, and he's just an incredible director. And he's been a friend of ours, mine, for a really long time. And now he's a friend of James. And he brought this cam. It's like, you guys have all asked me the details. I need to look it up. It's like from 2007. It's not like from the 80s. It's just from like 2007. I remember my mom used to have one.
Type in old school camcorder and
it's like a, Amazon. I'll find the specs for you guys. We had to buy it off eBay. But anyways, he brought it on a lake trip, didn't he?
Yeah. And he did his whole video and it was so cool.
I was like, we have to have one of those.
We should bring those
like,
back.
We should. Well, so cool. It's hard to get. And then everyone asked me, how do you get the footage off and then put it online? That's the hard part. Filming on it is not hard. It's fun. It's easy. It has a little strap just like the old days. It's the getting it off the camcorder onto a new age computer is very difficult and almost not worth it. But I did have someone be like, what? Like, how did you guys know to have the camcorder? I'm like, I didn't know I was getting proposed. James brought the camcorder. Mm-hmm. But I was like, ooh, fun, let's film.
This is another thing I just remembered. Obviously the ring, right? So I have the ring on me, and my God, like I put it in my rucksack, like in the back, and I just, again, pray to God. Because
a rucksack's Shannon, a backpack.
Shannon loves rummaging around in things. Even at home, she like, so I kept the ring in my office upstairs, in a drawer, in a box. And I remember we couldn't find something, and you went up to my office without me and you said, I'm going to go have a look in your office and see if I can find it. And you would just be opening all the drawers, going for everything, you know.
What was it in? Was it in like an RW Fine box?
No, it was in like a FedEx just cardboard box.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to keep it in an RW jewelry box.
Okay, well,
because then you would have been like, right. Anyway, so there was a few times where you went up to my office looking for things, and I'm like, and I ran upstairs after you and said, oh, whoa, and just let me help you. And then I just made sure you didn't go near.
You don't like people in your shit, anyways. So
well, who does?
No one, right?
You're like barging away and everything. You're like, oh, what's this? Oh. letter from your ex-girlfriend, is it? Anyway, so that was, and I had to get it delivered to Taylor's house for that reason, because you open all my bloody parcels here.
I do open your mail, so that was smart, because I don't look at the, if it comes in, I assume it's for me, and I just open it.
What do you mean you did? Like earlier when I had a book delivered like yesterday, and it was just on the table open, I was like, oh, see, my book came then.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, sorry, I opened that. Amazon, I thought it was absolutely.
So yeah, I sent it to Taylor's house, and then I had to go over, pick that up and hide it here. So I had the ring, everything was good. We filled up with fuel. We then had the right spot, which we eventually found after a massive argument the week before, and that was all good. So we set on course for that little spot.
Will you explain that fight?
Well, I have a good sense of direction. You're not so much. And Shannon likes to be in control. So that was a massive clash, because I knew where we were going, but Shannon wanted to have control. And she kept saying we wanted to go to this place. And I said, no, Shannon, that is not the spot that we want to try and go to. Look, it's right here. And she was like, no, look, turn the maps around. Look, give it to me. And I was like, you know what?
Taylor and Mike call this place Sunset Cove. They've coined it. It's not like on the map. You can't type in Sunset Cove and it directs you there. It's just a spot that they love to watch sunset, because Mike knows the lake so well and he says it's the best spot for sunset. So the week before, when you were like, let's go there, I was like, cool. I could not understand why he was so fixated on this spot. I was like, let's make our own Sunset Cove. And you were like, no, we've got to find this one. And I know where it's at. And I was like, no, I know where it's at. And then we definitely got in a class. I do have a control problem. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I have a bit of a control problem. And the boat really is like a little bit more of my territory. So I was like, I know where I'm going. And yeah, I was really frustrated. And I was like, Taylor asked later that night, like, how was the boat? And I was like, I mean, fine, I guess. It was just kind of annoying, because like he was so fixated on finding this spot and I didn't give a fuck. I was like, let's just make our own Sunset Cove. And you were like, no, we have to. But now I think it's because Taylor and Mike were meeting us there, so you wanted to go ahead and
I just wanted to pick a spot where both of us knew, right? So they didn't, you know, they weren't waiting in the wrong cove.
Right.
Yeah. And okay. Also, that is the best spot to watch to get.
It is a beautiful
to get
sunset.
All of the sun, because you don't get any of the trees in the way.
But people ask, did you know you're going to get? I'm like, first of all, when you're really close to getting engaged, because we can talk about this now. Let's talk about how. Also, I guess I don't need to tell my side of the story. I kind of told it while you were telling yours. Yeah. Basically, okay, whatever. When you're getting the number one question, did you know, were you surprised? I was surprised, but I think speaking for the female race, when you know you're getting engaged soon, like the ring, like we had been looking at rings. We can start from there. People ask about the ring. It's from RW Fine. Emily is the best. She owns RW Fine. It's amazing. It's out of Dallas. And let me bring up to you guys, 22-year-old Shannon, my friend Mary Carlisle was getting engaged to Ricky Young, favorite people in the world. And I remember she expressed to us that she helped Ricky pick out the ring. Like they went together, they went ring shopping together and they picked it out. And 22-year-old Shannon was like, ugh, I just can't imagine. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know, to each their own. But I just, when I get engaged, I don't want to know anything, which that is still true about like getting engaged. I didn't want to know when, how, where, what, but it's so funny because I was like, I don't want to know anything. I want my husband to pick out the ring. I don't want to know shit about shit. Thank God. I decided
You did 80% of the work, and then I just had to have a few phone calls, tick a few boxes, look at a few pictures.
Oh my gosh, like me deciding like to get married at 30, I have changed my tune. I'm like, I gotta wear this shit for the rest of my life. You ain't picking out shit. I'm picking it out.
You know, it was funny though, because the first time I got in touch with Emily and she sent me through like the specs, but I went, oh, nice and small then, isn't it?
I didn't pick the diamond. I just picked the diamond shape.
I have to take a mortgage out for this.
Shout out to Emily, because I will say, I wore this ring on purpose tonight. I'm wearing another ring on my hand. It's my mom's like vintage ring that she let me have forever ago. It's got a little purple thing in it, but I've always wanted a vintage looking ring. I've always wanted thick. I've always wanted gold. I'm not going to lie. Before gold came back into style, I always said I wanted gold, even when the girlies were getting platinum, but I always wanted a thick band, because right now a very small, thin, solitaire band with like an oval or a round circle diamond or whatever, like emerald, is very popular. But I knew I wanted mine to be like baguettes on the side. I knew I wanted the diamond to be bezeled, which means the gold wraps around the perimeter of the diamond rather than like prongs holding it up. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of things I wanted, but one thing I told Emily, I said, this is the exact ring I want, and I know I want it to be radiant cut diamond. So that's like, that means the shape of the diamond. So I said, I know I want it radiant cut diamond, and I know I want the setting to look like this, but let him pick the diamond. Pause. Please don't let it to be small. And she was like, I'll make sure. And I was like, okay, I don't foresee him doing that, but like, don't let that motherfucker leave with small ring. And she was like, I won't. But I wasn't expecting this, Bushy. Great job.
And also
honesty is the best policy. And I did design the whole setting, but the diamond you picked, so you didn't, that was on you. You picked the diamond.
Yeah. I had a little sprinkle of my own.
You picked the size.
Flavor, babe. On there. Another funny thing as well, being a bloke, is I got in touch with Emily because I wanted to propose to Shannon around Taylor's birthday weekend. And I'd spoken to Taylor about it and she seemed cool. And in hindsight, I'm so glad we didn't do that because...
You know. I am so glad you did not propose on Taylor's 30th birthday. Just like a fucking dude. I look at Taylor, I go, did you okay that?
In she the Hamptons, goes, I thought it'd be lovely.
For you, yeah, it's you, her,
you
know, 30th.
Your best friend, she's turning 30, you go engaged, we can all celebrate together.
It's her 30th birthday. I know. Such a people pleaser. I would have been like, do you mind if I post a photo of my ring again? I don't want to like to overshadow you. And she would have been like, that's fine. But like, who knows if she actually would have been fine with it. Maybe she would have been like, damn, it's my 30th birthday. Now everyone's talking about Shannon.
Well, she said to me that she would have been fine. Anyway,
Of course she said she would.
I called up Emily and I said, hey, Emily, I'm looking to, propose to Shannon probably in about 5 days' time. Do you reckon we can get this ring on order then? And she was like, "You, it takes 4 or 5 weeks for a custom made. We don't even have it. It's not, it doesn't even exist yet." I was like,
"You thought
oh,
you just opened
shit.
A drawer?"
Yeah.
So basically, this
thought
is
it just said like Shannon Ford, and then I just take it.
Oh, imagine.
Send it. Yeah.
That would have been some real planning on my end. No, I still put the ball in your court enough. This podcast episode is sponsored by Care Of. All right, if the girly pops have been girly popping with me for a very long time now, then you know that I've been using Care Of vitamins for legit years. I think actually around 5 years. Now, I love these things for a multitude of reasons, and I've gotten all my family and friends to start taking them because here's the thing. When I go home to the lake house and I see my family, they see all my cute little personalized packages that say Shannon on them, and they're like, wait, I need that. And it's great because on the outside of it just being personalized and super cute with your name on the packets, it's actually completely personalized for what your body needs as well. And with your name on it, nobody can just take them, okay? So you just take the easiest in-depth 5-minute quiz that asks you all about your body, your lifestyle, your day-to-day consumptions, and health goals. Now, here's the part, though, you guys. We gotta be honest with these quizzes, okay? Because, like, maybe it's gonna ask you how many drinks you have a week. And we all know that we'd be loving that wine. But that's the great part, because here, for me, in my pack, because I was honest with my consumption, I got magnesium, which is very helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when you're consuming alcohol. I got ashwagandha for concentration, B12 for energy, probiotics for my gut health. Everybody needs to be having good gut health, okay? And I can see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently, that's the other key, consistently taking my Care Of vitamins. So each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it is recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which was personalized by doctor-backed recommendation. So taking all that guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you, because I do not want to just go down these vitamin aisles trying to figure out what I need to take in the grocery store. They figured it out all for you. Okay. So also, all of us are trying to care about sweet little Mother Earth more. I know that. So take comfort in knowing that Care Of's daily vitamin packs are made of plant-based compostable film. So you can stress less about your impact on the environment. And I'm always traveling, by the way. So having these individual packs already made up with everything I need is so much more convenient than packing all those different bottles of pills. And y'all already know I hooked it up with a code for you. So 50% off for your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter code probably50. That's a whopping 50% off your first order by heading to takecareof.com and entering code probably50. I basically knew I wanted to work with Emily at RW. They're based in Dallas. My sister and her wife live in Dallas, Lauren. So I go to visit Emory and Lauren. I think Lauren was graduating from medical school. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to pop over. You weren't on the trip with me. I was like, I'm just going to pop over when I land to Emily's showroom and I'm just going to try on rings. And I tried on a bunch of rings and I'm not going to lie, you guys, she has a million made to order gorgeous rings, but none of them that I tried on felt like me. And she was like, well, you'll have to come up with something custom. And I showed her some ideas. It was basically like my idea for this ring.
With your fat little fingers off the airplane.
And then she says to me, we should go ahead. And she goes, okay, I got everything you want. And then I go, I'm also going to tell Taylor. And Taylor knows that when James is ready to propose, because I'm sure James is going to ask Taylor, she knows to tell him, go to RW. And I think I eventually just told you to, like, look, call RW, call Emily. I did tell her, she was like, we should go ahead and size your fingers while you're here. And I was like, genius. Yes. So that it's the exact right size. I've never measured my ring's fingers before. So she gets a measuring tool and she measures there. I don't know. I went to RW a few months before, I think, because yeah, Lauren graduated and then we got proposed to after that. So anyways, I got my fingers measured and it turns out when you gave me the ring, it was so big. And everyone noticed that online. They're like, your ring looks way too big. It's freaking me out. Why are you jumping in the water?
Yeah, and I gave it to you and it was freaking it was doing falling. Circles around your finger. I was like, what?
And I was like, hold on. I quite literally got my ring measured by the person who, my fingers measured by the person who made the ring. What is going on? And then we did a little bit of investigative work and we figured out that I did in fact quite literally get off the aeroplane in the middle of summer in Dallas, Texas and go get my ring size. So I think me thinks maybe I had just gotten off a bender. I don't know, but I think my fingers were a little swollen.
Yeah, that and you've been on a little Coach James Club program since then. So
okay, yeah, my you really do wonders for the fingers. Girls' fingers out there.
Honestly, just
sign up to his coaching and you can have the skinniest fingers around, you fucking idiot. Okay, so anyways, that was funny that everyone's like, why didn't it not fit you? And I'm like, that's a great question because I got them measured by the person that made the ring. But yeah, you were going to do it on Taylor's birthday. When I found that out, I was like, shook to my core and so thankful that you didn't propose in the Hamptons.
Yeah, me too. So then we then moor the boat up. Luckily, there's no one else
there. Moor it up? What does that mean?
Is that not an expression?
Moor it up?
Moor, yeah, you moor a boat.
Moor a boat?
Yeah. Wow. Come on, you.
Not round here. Not round here, partner.
If you moor a boat, it's like you're parking a boat. That I am
Maybe it's a very technical term.
I'm very confident. That's a technical boat term.
Okay. He is a sailor after all.
Yes, ma'am. And we're there. No one's around. So I'm like, this is perfect. We play some music, get the cheese board out. We're having a little glass of wine to celebrate just life and whatever. But obviously like, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, and I'm texting Taylor as well saying, okay, we're here. Like, where are you guys? And I'm making sure that, you know, they're on their way. And okay, that's all going to, like, the timing is going to all be perfect, like them around the corner. So then obviously my freaking like stomach is just like going crazy.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did you practice what you were going to say?
A little bit, like in the shower and stuff, and like by myself at home, like walking around. So saying like, so Shannon, like from the day I met you, like all this stuff.
Do you remember what you said?
Not a clue.
I blacked out and everybody says that.
Not a clue.
And I remember telling myself the day he proposes, I'm going to soak it all in. I'm going to remember because everyone goes, I don't even remember what he said. Babe, I don't remember a word you said other than just like from the day I met you.
So, yeah. So I had this whole soliloquy in my head and then set the camera up. And I remember saying to you, yeah, I want to do this like TikTok dance. So I've got the ring in my pocket, which I've managed to like get out without it falling in the water. Like,
another question. Did you not see the ring in his pocket? No, I didn't. I definitely didn't.
No.
Nor do I really look at your pockets.
So, and then I remember grabbing your hands and that's when just suddenly my head just goes like blank and it just like everything that I had prepared to say just goes completely out the window because I was
so
like
so funny
because obviously like, and it's funny because like I knew you were gonna say yes. That's not why you're nervous, it's just the whole thing of like this is a very special moment
right.
in our lives and it's
and
very
a lot
special
flood up
for
to
you.
That
exactly and we're on this boat that's kind of like rocking a little bit
and you're giving someone a big ass piece of jewelry. That's like a there's a lot of components that make you probably more nervous.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that everything as you do is kind of perfect. So
and you knew you were videoing it, so you're probably like, oh fuck, I gotta make a video. Things that we probably think about
To be fair, I'm not just saying this, but completely forgot the video was even there because I was just like so locked into you and I was like, right. And this little voice in my head was like, it's your time, James, it's your time. And then I just started talking and then had all this stuff to say and I just ended up, you know, you just make it up and then...
So in the video, people were like, were you surprised? You don't look super surprised in the video, but then again, you do look surprised. So here's the deal. When I've seen all these gorgeous proposals where they do the thing where it's like Anna Grace's is a perfect example, right? Austin tricked her. He said, take a photo. She got their tiny little lens for the disposable camera. And when she put the camera down, he was on one knee.
Yeah.
And so she's like, has the funniest, most amazing photo of her like, ah! Like shocked. And you basically held my hands and started talking to me. And at first I was like, oh, sweetie boy, what's he saying? And then I was like, oh my God, he's about to propose. Holy shit, he's about to propose. So there wasn't this like, oh, moment.
Yeah,
but
it was like,
of course, like people were like,
a mini speech.
When did you know? I was like, probably when he held my hands, looked into my eyes and was like, from the moment I met you. Yeah, and I'm like, I think at that point you're like, oh
yeah, because you have those proposals where like the girl's like maybe facing the other way and she turns around and he's down
that's
a big surprise
I don't know. I mean, I wish I remembered what you said though. Maybe we can turn there's music playing in the background of that video we have. I need to try to like several, we'll get producer Courtney on the case and we'll get her to take away the music if
turn
she can
down, turn,
because
turn
I want to remember what you said. It was really sweet. You said a lot of beautiful things
and then it's always that thing of like, I didn't know whether to just then like put the ring on your finger.
Always this thing? How many times have you done this?
No, just videos. Videos you see on the internet. You don't know whether to like, whether you're going to put the ring on the finger first or you come up and I give you a kiss and a hug, but then I've got the ring behind me because you were like, oh, don't let the ring go in the water,
yeah,
which
was
obviously on my mind as well. And then And then that was
like, don't drop it.
But I think the beauty of it all is that in your mind, like, no matter how you want it all to go, like, it's always going to be magical and,
yeah,
and it's always going to be amazing, you know. So it was, yeah,
it was beautiful, very special. It was magical.
And then as soon as it was over, I was like, oh, give me some champagne.
What were you stressed then about Taylor and Mike pulling up, or you already knew they were on the way?
No, I already knew they
were
on the way.
You already sorted that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so funny.
Because then they came zooming in, and then this is funny. So going back to the Dom Perignon, which is like exploded in the freezer, Taylor and Mike obviously had to bring that, and bless, this is how good a people they are, they went out of their way to find the exact same bottle of Dom Perignon to bring it with them, and they left not knowing like it had exploded, so they didn't factor that in
to the timing of it all. Taylor was like, you have no idea how stressed out we were. But here's the thing. One, I cannot believe they went and got another bottle of Dom Perignon. Like, I literally would have taken any bottle of champagne. I did not care, Prosecco, whatever. I wouldn't have cared. But it's so funny that they really thought this bottle and this specific year, because we were trying to find the exact same year. I was like, this bottle does not have significance to us like that. Like,
and they didn't mention it.
It was just a beautiful, nice bottle of champagne. But like, I think she thought it had some like meaning to it with the year. She was like, we were trying to find the same year. We were like, what? You did not have to do that.
And they didn't mention
it. But she did.
Didn't mention it until we were literally drinking. You know, we'd had one glass and we'd almost finished the bottle, and she went, oh, by the way, you know, the champagne exploded in the freezer that you put it in. I was like, oh my god, yeah,
that's so crazy. Funny. Okay, so that was great. And then what else do people want to know? People wanted to know why I jumped in the water. Basically, I for photos, I was like, this will be cute photos, and also I wanted like to be, we were in our swimsuits, I was just so excited, but the ring was so loose, I jumped in with my hand as a fist because and we were on the boat. I wanted to like tie it all together with a little bow. I'm like, we're on the boat. It was definitely not warm though, it was like cold because it was September whenever, so I was like, okay, I'm cooled. But what else do people ask? Oh, they want to know about how you let's go here really quick before I talk about how you asked my dad. But basically, people want to know, what was this my dream proposal? And I know you said you have to give credit where credit's due. You said it was Taylor's idea.
Yeah, I spoke to Taylor about different options and different things to do, because for me, I never wanted to do this extravagant big ass proposal, you know, for us. I wanted to do something that was meaningful, that was special, and that really just was something that we could both relate to in a way. So for example, you know, the boat idea, you love the water, I love the water, you know, it's in Nashville, like, you know, the place that you've been living for the last X amount of years, and it was just like a special thing with the sun, all that stuff. I didn't care about, you know, loads of people being, I didn't want any people to be around, but Taylor, to give her credit, she was the one that suggested the idea of the boat, and I just thought, that's genius. But I did think at the time, I was like, that's going to be, how do you propose on her boat? Like, how is that going to work? Like, how am I going to set that up, you know?
I figured it out. Well, good for you. I just like to go on the boat anyways and set it all up and make it pretty. But, you know, I'll never forget when your friend, we were in London, this is way, way, way before we were ever going to like be engaged or anything, and he said a comment like, I can't wait to see you guys get engaged. I just know you're going to do something so extravagant, and like James and I were both laughing and sitting there. He's like, you'll like have some billboard, or you'll be like on some, it'll be on a Megatron. And I remember James and I both laughed and we left his house, and I was like, I swear to God, if you do that, I know we're not anywhere near that right now, but if you ever propose and do that, we'll be so upset. And he was like, I would never. And I was like, James, and I don't want to yuck anyone's yum here, but I said, James, if you propose to me and there's any capability of people to clap around us, I will freak the fuck out. I do not want anyone to clap. And so I think that people assume I'm this like extra crazy over the top girl, but like I did want something low key and special.
Yeah. And I think with something like this, people can do whatever they want, but for me, I just wanted it to be personal and I wanted it to be special.
I can't remember if you or Taylor told me this. I think it was Taylor said that my mom suggested that you do it on the couch while we were, and Taylor's like, well, I think
on
maybe
the what?
On the couch, like home here at the house on the couch.
Did she?
Yes. And Taylor's like, well, I think maybe would you, this might be something a little bit
more.
And I'm like, but it goes to show people that really know me know I really did. Now, mom, that would have been a little too low key for me. But honestly, maybe not. It might have been just as special, but probably not. I'm glad you still did it the way you did it. But all that to be said, I definitely, the people that really know me know that I wanted something like special and low key.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, not low key, maybe not be the right word, because I still thought it was like over the top and fabulous. And
just
beautiful.
Meaningful. Like, I think in those moments in life, the only thing that matters is you and the other person.
That
matters.
I want it to be really special between us two.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I filmed it because it's nice to look back on, but B, we wanted to share that moment with people because
that's non-negotiable. When Taylor was like,
you know, that's it. But you know, other than that, I think everything else I would have done exactly the same if I could do it again.
Oh, I would too. I don't think anything went wrong. I loved it. I think it's funny too,
the
because
Dom Perignon exploded,
other than the Dom Perignon, even that's funny though. It's a story. Listen, guys, technically the podcast is work, but it's not work. It ain't work when I get to come on here and talk to you guys about shopping at Revolve. All right. If there was an Olympic sport for it, I would be the gold medal winner. I'd be just standing up there smiling away in my fabulous Revolve outfit. No questions asked, because I've loved Revolve, okay, for many, 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 many years now. And I know you guys love Revolve as well. And if you don't know about it, I'm about to educate you, okay, because they truly just have the best options for whatever you're looking for. Fancy wedding to go to? Revolve. Daily loungewear? Revolve. Date night? You guessed it, Revolve. Tropical getaway? Yeah, Revolve. Going on a safari and you need the perfect look to see the lions, tigers, and bear? Oh my. Yeah, still gonna be Revolve, okay? And that's a true story. I actually did go on a safari and I needed an outfit and I was like, where should I look? Revolve. And it worked. I found a fabulous outfit, okay? Check out on my Instagram, you can see it. But they have over 500 brands that are all amazing. But my favorite way to shop Revolve is to use their filter system and narrow down, because it can get overwhelming, I know, because they just have so many options and they're all fabulous. You're like, where do I begin? You can narrow down your size, colors that you like, because y'all know I don't wear red, and the category of clothing, and then boom, it's just a lot easier to navigate. Also, I am obsessed with their, if you scroll down at the bottom of their page, they have like 100 pieces like this section of the product page. So if you like an outfit or like a top or something, they can show you a bunch of other things that they know you're going to like. I'm telling you, they're geniuses. And they always have the best suggestions, the price ranges. So whatever you're looking for, you can keep it under $50. Or if you're willing to buy that luxury item that you've been drooling over, Revolve has a sister website called Forward. That's amazing as well. So either way, you can find it right there on Revolve. They've got inclusive sizing options. You guys check out my friend Remy Bader's collection with Revolve because it is amazing. And they also have the best customer service ever. Truly, if you guys have any issues, which you probably won't because Revolve is just amazing, their customer service is the bomb. They got fast, free shipping, free returns. You just can't beat it. And I also love how they have curated edits right on their page they put together, because they always show you how to style these fabulous pieces. Sometimes I want a feather top, but I'm like, what do I do with the feather top? And they tell you right there. So Revolve always delivers with free and fast 2-day shipping and returns. So visit revolve.com/probably to shop my favorites for all of your upcoming plans this season. Get some holiday shopping in before Christmas comes. That is revolve.com/probably. And y'all know that my favorites list is Fuego. So go check it out. Shop Revolve. It's amazing. People were asking me, like, were you suspicious? And like I said, any female that's like close to getting engaged definitely starts wondering every like romantic thing you do. Like if you and I, like, we went on some weekend trip and I was like, is he gonna propose? Like, it's like those TikToks that are like, am I just going on a 2-day cruise or is he gonna propose? Am I just going on a hot air balloon or is he gonna propose? So like every time we would do something together, just the two of us, I'd be like,
and I know,
is he gonna propose?
I know people are wondering, at what point in our relationship did I know that I was gonna propose to you? I don't think there's like a defining moment, but I think
when I measure them ribs, maybe.
I think after we'd visited each other a few times, I'd come to Nashville, you'd come to the UK, and we were probably like 7-8 months in. Like, I knew that
I was gonna be your wife.
You were the one. Yeah, I knew that I was gonna propose to you at some point. Now, whether it would have been, you know, this year, whether it would be next year, it was going to come in that sort of time frame.
I thought you were going to propose on my 30th birthday, but we didn't have anything planned for my 30th birthday. No, I wouldn't have.
Really?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have cared. I don't know. If people were like, when did you think? I thought it a lot leading up and nothing really gave it away. You asking me to change pissed me off and it didn't give it away. Me and Taylor always get our nails done. So we had gotten I picked all my nails off. But Taylor is such...
That was also stressful. Because your nails, to be fair, and men just don't have a clue about nails. You always come home and you're like, babe, do you like my nails? I'm like, they look great. The same as last time, right? They did look a bit scatty.
Well, I don't care. And I always have said I want my nails to be ratchet when I get proposed to, because then you'll know that I didn't know. But Taylor was like, Shannon, I know you've... And Taylor's like, I remember you saying that. Like, I don't even care if my nails are ratchet or overgrown or one's missing or one's popped off. And I've always said that. But she was like, you literally picked off all of your gel while watching Peaky Blinders, and my nails were like hanging off, that like so bad.
That was not an option.
She asked me if I wanted to get my nails done, and I was like, no, I don't really feel like it, because we drive into Nashville to get them done at this place. Shouts out Chow, it's great. And I was like, no, not really. And she was like, oh, just come with me, I don't want to drive. And one thing about me and Taylor, we don't beg each other to go get our nails done together, so it's a good thing that she didn't push too hard, because that probably would have made me suspicious.
Yeah, but it was hard getting you down there and in there.
I didn't want to go because I didn't feel like going, but then Taylor said to me, I always ride to Nashville with you and you want me to ride to Nashville. She was like, I don't want to drive for 30 minutes by myself. I want to talk. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll go. But I was also like, you're so annoying, dude. And I didn't want to go, but this is funny. And I kind of like, there's this like sick part of me that wishes I had done it because it would have just been a funny story. And I love a funny story. I almost got brown. I was like, ooh, it's fall. Should I get brown? And you know what Taylor said? Yeah. good for her. She wasn't like,
and if
no.
you got brown and I'd done it and you were annoyed, there's only so much. Yeah, yeah, control. True.
I was really close to being like, oh, brown doo-doo donuts that Hailey Bieber has, her glazed brown donuts. I was like, I'll do that. And Taylor was like, do it. She wasn't like, no, go. But then I just ended up going with what I always go with, which is literally this.
But so all these little things, right, to you, these things were stressing me out. Oh my God, they were stressing me out because I didn't want to just keep like pushing the date back until you get your nails and all this stuff. It's stressful as a guy.
Taylor knew I didn't want to know, but you know what? I wasn't suspicious that day we got on the boat. I wasn't like, he's going to propose on this boat. I wasn't suspicious at all, but I think that whole month to 2 months before the like engagement, I was definitely thinking like every time we would do something together, I'm like, is it going to be now?
I could sense that as well. You're getting antsy.
Yeah.
I was getting antsy.
Is it going to be now?
And also because you're the type of person because you like to be in control, you like to know everything. You like to know what everything's going on at all times. You want to be, you know, I remember just sometimes, I think I said to you one time, we were going to a restaurant and I said, Shannon, and you're like, I think you mentioned something about the ring. Like you said like, oh, have you even got a ring yet or something about that? And I just went, and I think we were walking into the gym. I remember it so vividly. I went, Shannon, some things in life, you've just got to
let go
and just let it happen.
It's funny because I've said my whole life, I've said, I want to be surprised. 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 I do not want to know when I'm going to get engaged. Now that I think about it, I think I kind of like would have wanted to know. I think I would like to have planned it a little bit.
No, you're right. No.
I got to like it. I'm going to talk about this on my podcast coming up with Anna Grace, but this next year, I'm going to really try to stop being so controlling, not over just you, over like a lot of people in my life and myself. I like to be in control and I need to like let that go a little bit.
Has Anna Grace given you a deep dive into why that may be?
Yes. Anna Grace is my therapist and she has told me we've got to try to relinquish control a little bit. So that was hard in this whole process, but surprised on the day of, yes. But like, was I shook to my core that he asked me to marry him? No. Like, yeah, I'm sure you guys, I designed the ring. No.
And I think that there's a lot of the time, if people have been together for X amount of time, they know at some point it's going to happen.
Girls are like, get ready with me while I wear the ring that I found in my boyfriend's whatever. I'm like, oh my God, at least I never found the ring.
Yeah.
I was never going looking for that. Like I wasn't ever snooping.
Inspector Shannon.
Okay. So now they want to know how the conversation with my dad went when you asked him for my hand to be a betrothed woman. And then how the conversation with your parents went.
This was funny. So your dad... your dad.
Go ahead, do the accent. No,
So when I spoke to him, I think your mum, I spoke to your mum first about it, and she was like, "Yeah."
You asked my mom if you could ask my dad. Smart. Yeah. Honestly,
hey, she's the boss.
Honestly, smart.
She's the boss.
What did you ask my mom?
I think I was just like, "Oh, by the way, I need to speak to Vic about something pretty serious and something quite special." And she said, "Oh my God, yeah, what is it, James?" And then I was like, oh.
Okay, Sharon Kay's not going to like that impersonation. She doesn't talk like that. My dad, close to
your dad. That's more your dad. I don't. Your mom's a tricky one. I haven't nailed her accent yet, but that's for another time. So then she's, and she obviously was, I didn't give her away. Actually, I didn't say anything to her. I just said, I need to speak to Vic about something important. And I said, and I'm sure he'll tell you afterwards, because I didn't want to tell
before
my dad, to your dad. So then spoke to Vic.
But that's so funny. You didn't just pick up the phone and call my dad. Yeah. Call my
and,
mom
and I said, Vic, I need you to just walk away from Sharon Kay for a second and just, you know, they would just have I need to have a man-to-man conversation with you. And then and he goes, yeah, well, what is it, James? What is it? And then I said,
hey, he's probably like, yeah, man, no problem. What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, hey, is all good? And then I said, listen, Vic, you know that I love your daughter very, very much.
By the way, you remember this one, but not the proposal.
yeah. Because I mean, this was, you know, I was pretty cool about this, and then, just said, you know, she's, you know, made my life 10 times better, and having her in it is being the most amazing thing, and I want that to last forever, and so I would love to ask your permission. I gave a little speech, as you know, I like doing my little speeches, and I gave a little speech to him, and he goes, well, James, that was the most proper thing I ever heard in my life. And I was like, great. Well, is it a yes? And he was like, absolutely, man. You're just this charming, good, like true, genuine man. And I couldn't be happier for my daughter.
Oh, it's really sad. I'm trying to think of any of my other ex-boyfriends that would have asked. It would have been, my dad would have been like, well, I'm going to tell you something. When a man and a woman, like with you, he's like, oh, that was about the most proper thing ever. That was the most
proper thing ever. And I said, well, I am British, so it probably sounded more proper than it actually was. So yeah, and then that was that. And then I think, and then he told your mom, and I remember speaking to them both, and they were very happy. That was a nice day.
Oh,
yeah, that was a good day. And then I told my parents, I can't remember when I told my parents, that's less of a core memory. Not that they're any less important, but
did
it was.
Did you tell
it was,
them how you were going to propose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I spoke to them all about that.
And you didn't have to ask them permission to.
No. Post, yeah. I was just. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, did I ask for them permission? No, because it didn't happen. I just told them what was happening, and they were super cool about it. You know, they gave me some. My classic. My mum was saying, "Oh, well, darling, maybe you should think about doing this, and then what about this?" I was like, "Listen, this is what I'm doing. So just get on board, or just don't."
Marcia's always got some great advice, and maybe you should have taken it.
No,
I'm kidding. She's, it was good.
So yeah, so that was that. And
okay, what about how much did Taylor know?
Oh, everything from day one. yeah, because she was the one I went to speak about when I was going to do it, what I should do, all this kind of stuff.
I got to get her on the mic for this, but when you said I want to propose at your 30th birthday, what was her, give me the exact tone of her voice when she said, yeah, was it like, sure?
She was like, yeah, you can do that.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
But the funny thing is Taylor, because Taylor and you are like Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and you tell everything, you know, say everything to each other. Like I was getting some good info from her about things, and she would come back and report back to me and be like, James, just had coffee with Shannon and she is pissed that she's not engaged yet. I'm like, let's get the show on the road then. Like she was telling me the most hilarious things that you were saying. You were like, you know, and then James, I've just been speaking with Shannon and she does not want this to happen. I'm like,
again,
great.
Another reason kept... I was like, not, oh my goodness, I'm engaged, is because like Taylor and I were talking about it, but she knew I wanted to be surprised. So she, every once in a while, I'd be like, I'd ask questions. She'd go, I'm not fucking telling you that. And I'd be like, okay, true.
Yeah. Yeah. So bless Taylor being all sweet about doing it at her birthday, but that definitely would have been the right thing. And she was great. She was very, very good. You know, I mean, Taylor's just, she did have some really good ideas. So thank you, Taylor.
Shout out to Taylor. That's on being a girl's girl. You always get the ring you want and the proposal you want if you have a really good girly pop girlfriend. Okay, let's talk about brushing our teeth. All right, now y'all know I am obsessed with my teeth. And you also know that I got a fat stack of veneers in my grill. All right, so it is of the utmost importance that I really, really, really take my dental hygiene seriously, because I'm actually more susceptible to having more issues with cleanliness because I have veneers. But other than that, I'm just kind of a freak about having clean teeth. Fresh breath, I want it all. And I want to use clean ingredients to do so. So here's where Bite toothpaste comes in. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna be honest. When I first saw this on someone else's page, I was like, hold up, what are they doing? Like, what is this? They took this tablet, they bit into it and chewed it a little bit, and then it creates the paste in your mouth, and then you start brushing. So naturally, I'm like, what's that gonna be like? But here's the thing, I liked all the other stuff I heard about it. So I was like, I'm gonna have to give this a whirl, because these tablets are sulfate-free, palm oil-free, and here's the thing, it did take a little bit to get used to. All right, I'm not gonna lie, it was odd at first, but now I am never going back, because it is just genuinely so much better for you. And obviously it reduces plastic waste in the process, since you don't have that big annoying tube of toothpaste. And something that I did not know is you actually swallow about 5-7% of your toothpaste every time you brush, which means that after 7 days, that's like swallowing a whole blob of toothpaste. You just like put in your mouth and swallowed it, and that's just like not a vibe, all right? After I brush with Bite toothpaste, my teeth, you know when your teeth just feel so clean? There's a difference when you use something and you're like, wow, my teeth just feel so, so clean. And it's nice to know that I'm using a product with clean ingredients, which is great. Not to mention, they also make other stuff. They make toothbrushes, mouthwash, deodorants. You can stock up on all your clean products without harsh chemicals. And Bite is offering my listeners 20% off your first order if you just go to trybite.com/probably or use code probably at checkout to claim this deal. That's trybite.com/probably. Let me see. What else did you guys ask? What flashed in your brain right when he was doing it? I was like, oh my God, he's fucking proposing. This is happening. And then it was, you took video of the proposal and then the camcorder. we asked Justin, because then we went to the hut and Justin came, and I was like, oh my God, Justin, I don't know how to get any of this footage off this thing. And Mike, it was great because Mike was there. So honestly, the footage turned out even better if we would have been doing it, because we don't know.
Videographers.
Like, Mike's an actual director. So like, he took the, you handed him the camcorder and he took it and was like, I'm going to like actually make a fucking motion picture. So a lot of credit to him too, because that home video, we keep calling it home video because it was shot on that old thing. That turned out iconic. And I just like, can't wait to show our kids that one day, because to me that is so special and obviously done even nicer once Mike got his hands on the camera. So I love it. It was giving like, in a non-sexual way, Pamela Anderson and Tommy when they're on the boat.
Yeah.
Minus the sex scene, but like, it was like really sweet like that. I just really loved it. And obviously like the vocal, not vocal, but the audio is distorted and kind of like crackly because it is a camera from eBay off 2000 from 2007. So I just like love that video so much. All right, how long did you have the ring before proposing?
Around 2 weeks, I think.
It sat up there for 2 weeks?
Huh? Yeah, a week and a half, 2 weeks. It was honestly just every day I would just check that it was still there and just make sure that you didn't go in my office.
Did you ever think that you wanted to propose that day, that the first boat trip we went on?
No,
because I was wearing the denim shorts, probably.
Absolutely not. Yeah, had the ring with me, but thought no.
Oh.
That was 100% a trial run. And Taylor and I agreed we need to do a couple of trial runs. I was going to do one more trial run, but I thought,
you're
no.
Crazy. Yes. I would have been like, we're not going on the boat again.
Yeah, then I was like, no, but she might think then, oh no, I didn't want to just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I wanted to just do it. And
they say when you have a ring, it burns a hole in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And also it's so funny, isn't it? Because when I was just, luckily we were in the car driving to the boat, but even just the ring, like being in my backpack, I just thought so hard, right, what pocket should I put it in? I need to wrap it in a t-shirt. I need to make sure Shannon doesn't go in the bag. And then like when I put the bag in the car, like made sure that in my head I was thinking, God, I can't have the windows open in case the bag falls out the window. You're like, you're just like all this stuff that's just like, this is what is going through your head when you're driving. It's nuts. Like, oh, I hope there's not an accident. I hope we don't crash. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we can end on a little sweetness. One, I thought it was perfect and I love you so much. Everything was beautiful and perfect and I loved it.
I would actually say the only thing that was slightly challenging is obviously because we're 6 hours behind. When I did it, my whole family and everyone were asleep and they'd been asleep for like seven hours. So they couldn't find out until the following morning when it happened. And by that point, I think...
But didn't they know it was happening?
They did, but I think they you know, you got to call your parents and your friends.
Oh, true.
All my friends and parents were fast asleep, so I couldn't share it with anyone.
I like FaceTimed them. I mean, that's where the time zone is.
Yeah,
a thief.
That was the only thing that was tough, I think.
But, I got to FaceTime all my friends like right after it happened. Like,
And I was like, right, well, it's 1 a.m. in England, and my sister's up.
Bella was awake. She answered.
Goes to bed at 2 a.m.
She answered. She was like, oh, yeah, it was really sweet. And then what else? Oh, I think I was like, you were like, maybe we could wait to post in the morning when all of England's up. And I was like, no, I'm posting tonight.
Yeah,
I was like, I couldn't wait.
But you were surprised. You like, I could tell the whole thing, because the last thing I wanted as well was for you to know that it was like definitely coming.
That day. Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
Day,
I didn't know
like,
that day.
Yeah, because I genuinely know that you were totally surprised by it.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
which again, for me, is probably one of the most important things. Like, forget all the fugazi stuff around it. Like, I just wanted you to not know and be surprised when it happened.
That was important to me. Like, I didn't want to know about the day, and I wouldn't have thought you were... I mean, I don't know. It was a really romantic boat ride. I'm trying to think if I had any inclination that first day, the first time, your trial run. I don't think so, because I literally was like, we were fighting.
Say what, I've got my work cut out for me anytime I do any more surprises in the future, because you just...
I'm hard to surprise.
Stick your nose in everything.
I do that. I do. Okay, so we'll end on a little talk of the future. One, we could talk all about the massive celebration that we're throwing in Italy for our wedding. We can do all that later, but I'll have you on for like we're running out of time now. But where do you see, people want to know, where do you see us in 5 years? We'll both be 35
together,
one would hope. That would be a really sad ending to this episode.
Together have a couple of little rugrats running around.
Okay, a couple.
Yeah,
5 years.
Okay. I know. You're tell you what, living next to your best friend who's got three kids, she's broody.
Broody means baby fever in London terms.
I think people know what broody means.
Did you know what broody meant? No, that's no. a UK term.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, broody means we would say she has baby fever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you can take that, guys. She's broody.
She's broody.
She's broody.
What does it mean? Like a
sometimes
hen?
Shannon would just like randomly be cooking and then she'll just turn to me and she goes, I want some babies.
Like, you'll be like, what do you want for dinner? I go, babies. Not to eat for dinner, but.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Can wait. I will obviously wait until after our big celebration, but.
Couple of kids. Probably still. Wait, in 5 years time, I don't know whether in 5 years time I'd still want to be here or whether I want to go and live near the sea. So
okay, we might of oceans in America,
but who
a
knows?
Lot of warm oceans in America.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind living by the sea.
Yeah,
this whole podcast I've just been rocking back and forth. I don't know why.
Happy
I'm
rock.
So happy, a happy little rock. Happy rock.
So yeah, what about you? 5 years time,
I would like to have a couple little regrets. You know, however many the Lord blesses us with and however we manage to get them will be mm-hmm. fine with me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a blessing. So I hope that happens for us. And then, I don't know, I want to be happy. I want to not be broke. So I got to save money. This is a finance podcast.
Shannon the other day said, hey, James, I think, when was it? A few weeks ago. You're like, James, listen, I'll happily just be a stay-at-home mom and just look after the kids, cook you food. And I said, Shannon, will you fucking do that? Like, to the day? There is no way you will just be able to sit and look after kids.
Said, babe, I've decided that I want to quit all my
you
jobs.
You get ants in your pants after 5 minutes of sitting on the sofa.
I said, I decided that I'm going to quit the podcast, quit influencing, and I'm just going to raise babies and I'll cook you breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
I think you should do it for a bit. I think you should do it and see how you get on.
Yeah, he goes,
We can play some bets and we can get everyone to put it in a jackpot.
You looked at me, I said, so you're going to need to start making dual income for both of us. It's very important we have a dual income household, so you need to get another job. Yeah. And I'm gonna just quit everything and raise babies and cook you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you said, absolutely, that's a dream come true. That'll last fucking 1 month.
Yeah,
and I
was like,
but I like that you are like, absolutely not. You're like, yeah, do it, babe. I'll do it. I'll support the family. That'll last a month. I'm like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm gonna pop some kids out and be paternal.
Live your truth. Live your truth.
Not sure if that is my truth, but who am I to not give it a solid try? No, I'll never stop recording on the podcast until I do. Until I do. But until then, thanks for listening. And there will be another episode next week. All right. Because we've got to make money. I love you guys so much. I love you even
more.
I
love you too, bitch.
Sorry. Not much reach on this in the shirt. There's not much mobility here. But I love you. And thanks for coming on and telling that whole story. And I love you guys. Hope I answered all your questions. Mwah. Bye.